Shir begins on Daf Chof Ches Omed Aleph, Maseches Bava Basra. It's also the beginning of the third Perek, Perek Cheskas Habatim. As the name indicates, it's a Perek that's going to be dedicated to the establishment of Chazokas, of the demonstration of ownership in the absence of a Shtar. We're going to discover as we go along that one of the major ingredients in establishing this demonstration of ownership is the use of the property in such a way, in a provocative way. What do we mean by that? In such a way that would motivate the real other owner, if there is such, to come and protest your use. Therefore, in the absence of a protest, and you are using it in this provocative fashion, provocative in the sense of provoking him to protest, and he remains silent, that for us becomes a sign that you must have gained legitimate ownership. And we'll see that in the course of 3 years, when 3 years lapses, so the purchaser, the current holder, is not expected to have his shtar, have his document of ownership anymore. Beginning with the Mishnah, Cheskas Habatim Vaboros Vashichin Vamooros Vashovchos Vamerchotzos Ubeis Habadin Ubeis Hashlochin Veavodim V'chol Dovor Shu Oise Peros Todir. Gain the ownership, sign of ownership, we call this Cheskas Habatim, of all these structures, whether they be dugout, different forms of dugout structures, or bird coops, or bathhouses, or Beis Habadin presses, olive presses, or fields that are irrigated through irrigation systems as opposed to rain fields, and servants. And the Mishnah then presents a general statement, namely, Kol Dovar Shu'oseh Peros Todir, any other thing from which you derive benefit on a constant basis. When we say constant basis, we'll see very shortly, as opposed to something that's seasonal. So how much time is necessary in order to establish ownership? Cheskoson sholoi shonim yoyim liyoyim. It's 3 years of use, of regular use, of daily use. Soda beis habal, watered through rain. Cheskoson sholoi shonim v'einon miyom liyom. We've noted that the nature of the rain field is that it does not produce fruit or produce on an ongoing basis. It has its harvest takes place once a year. It produces one crop per year. Many months of the year, the field is left uncultivated. This is as opposed to a field that has a constant source of water through irrigation. The Mishnah goes on, after having said that its chazoka is through use over a course of 3 years, but not miyom liyom, so what is its chazoka? Rabbi Yishmael, we've underlined his name so as to bring it out, to focus on him and contrast him with Rabbi Akiva 2 lines later, and we've also assigned numbers to them so as to indicate multiple opinions. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Shloisha Chadoshim Orishoina, Shloisha Boachroina, Ushnei Mosor Chodesh Beemtza, Hareelu Yud Ches Chodesh. 3 months of the first year, 3 months of the last year, and 12 months in the middle, giving us a total of 18 months. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chodesh Borishona, 1 month of the first year, the Chodesh Boachrona, the Yud Beis Chodesh Beemtza, Hare Yud Dalet Chodesh, for a sum total of 14 months. Omar Rabbi Yishmael, Bamed Vor Mumurim, when is it stated that you need 18 months for a rain field? Vesode Lovan, that's if you're dealing with grains. Grain production. Avol, Besode Ilan, say you have a field of trees where fruit is grown. Kines es tavua, so be careful with the word tavua. It's interpreted as the as grapes, or as the Rashi says here, yayin shel gifanim, the wine from the grapes. The term tavua can refer to produce other than standard grains. Umasak es zesav, he harvested his olives. The kines es kaitso, and he gathered in his dried figs. Hare evu gimel shanim. That would constitute 3 years. In other words, you have the ingathering of three crops. That would grant him a chazoka. As we go along in the perek, the details of chazoka will become clearer and clearer. And as is recommended in all of your learning, one must chazer, one must do review. And in the case of appreciating the details of chazoka, it could be said that only once you go through the perek and then review it, will one have a clearer picture as to the details regarding chazaka. Before we continue, we're going to take note of the markings by taking advantage of the synopsis and instructions that the Shas Ozer pre-marked Gemara edition provides in your outside margin. There's an indication of a nosei kloli, means a general topic that's going to go till Chof Tes Amar Aleph. Mekoros Lecheskas Gimel Shon. We're going to be looking for sources for Chazoka being 3 years. What's the source for this 3 year figure? Then the first topic, immediate topic, the nosei, we've noted, Limud Gimel Shonim Mishor Hamuad. That 3 months is, 3 years, sorry, is learned from the Shor HaMuad. This is a shor that has gored 3 times, after which it's going to pay Nezek Sholem. Prior to its goring 3 times, it's called a Shor Tam. Why it's called a Shor Tam itself is subject to machlokis of understanding, but we don't have to get into those details. That's discussed more extensively in Maseches Bava Kama. But up till the 3 times, payment that's made is called Chatzi Nezek. After it's gored 3 times, let us say the 4th goring, upon goring a 4th time, it will pay full damages, as opposed to half damages. The firebox that you notice on the page is going to bring out the opinion called Hochei Usha. They are firebox number 1. As you can see, a 1 indicated in the Gemara text between the Gemara itself and the Rashi. If there's a 1, there's got to be a 2. And the 2 we've indicated on the side of our Gemara is found on Omid Beis. And that's the Shitas HaRabbanon. It's found on the lower part of Omid Beis. So we have Hochei Usha pitted off against the Rabbanon. We're going to discover later that Hochei Usha, in effect, is Rebbe Yishmoel. The term Hochei Usha, the Rashi points out, is a reference to the Sanhedrin that the highest court of the Jewish people, that through as the period of the Churban set in, they ended up being exiled from place to place. And one of their stops was called Usha. The Gemara begins. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shamati mehochei Usha, Shehoyu Oimrim. From where do we know that a chazok is gained through use over the course of 3 years? Answer, Mishor HaMuad. What are the characteristics of Shor HaMuad from which we're deriving 3 years? when in fact Shor HaMuad is not a function of 3 years. Let's make that clear. Shor HaMuad is a function of 3 gorings. So we're trying to understand what's the characteristic of Shor HaMuad that is going to serve as the basis for Cheskas Gimel Shanim. The Gemara explains, Ma Shor HaMuad, Kevon Shenoga Mol Negichos, Nofak Lei Mecheskas Tam, Bekom Lei Becheskas Muad. Just like Shor HaMuad, once it gores 3 times, Nofak Lei, it leaves the Tam status. The Tam status was that state during which he would be paying only half damages. The Kom Lei Becheskas Muad, and he then enters the status of being Muad. Muad being a term referring to something that's expected to damage. So what do we see? That after 3 events, 3 gorings, its status changes. Hachinami kivan to ochlo tlas shonim. So too in our topic, when someone has used it, benefited from it for 3 years, nofak le mirshus mocher v'kaimo lo mirshus lokeach. The field leaves the ownership status of the original fellow and enters the assumed ownership of the purchaser. As you can see, we're dealing with a situation, all of this topic of chazok is dealing with a situation where some type of controversy has arisen between an original owner and a current owner. When we're using the term owner in out of convenience, because the ownership is being challenged, so there's like only one real owner. However, there is someone that could have been the original owner who did or did not sell it to the current fellow, and the current fellow is trying to prove his ownership by having been there for 3 years. The issue of the original shtar, the original document showing ownership, the original document of sale that would have shown ownership, is not in the picture. And that issue will be part of the Gemara's discussion as we go on. We notice a new geometric form, and as you're learning from the pre-marked Shas Ozer edition of Gemara, which features a geometric system of marking to indicate the structure, these are defined on the side, these volcano shapes. When it narrows on top, those are going to be kushios, those are going to be questions. And as when the narrower section is inverted, facing down, those will be responses. We've mentioned in the past, but those of you who are first time users of the Shas Ozer edition of the pre-marked Gemaras have to understand that there's no inherent significance to any one given geometric form. Its purpose, its presence, is simply to draw your attention to a series or some repeating phenomenon in the Gemara. Continuing in the Gemara, the Gemara is now going to ask on this parallel between Chazok and Shor HaMuad. E ma Shor HaMuad ad negicha revius lo mechayev. As far as payment is concerned, there isn't full payment until after the 4th goring. Hachi nami, are you going to suggest over here too with regard to ownership, ad shona revius lo kaimo birushusei, that until the 4th year it doesn't enter his ownership? We know that's not the case. We know that status of ownership is gained through use of 3 years. So, but we're lacking parallel. Gemara responds, Hachi hashta. How can you make such a comparison? Hosam, in the case of the Shor HaMuad, mechinogach sholosh negichos havimuad. In fact, after 3 gorings, it then gains a status of muad. So I know that after 3 gorings, it is a muad. As far as payment is concerned, that's a technicality. The idach, he lo nogach my lishalein. But as far as the payment to be made in full, if it doesn't gore a 4th time, there's nothing for which to pay yet. Hocha, kevon de ochla shnei tlas shani. In the case of Chazotah, once he has consumed it for Tlas Shani 3 years, Kaimolo Birshusei, it enters his ownership. So we are maintaining a parallel, and that has to do with the term status or ownership. In the case of the Shor, the new status is gained after three gorings, and the ownership, the new status of ownership is concretized, is solidified after 3 years of use. Notice how these geometric forms, the volcano form, continues. And the reason for that is the question-answer structure of Gemara is going to be continuing for the next few lines. We call this a give-and-take, or back-and-forth, between question and answer. The Gemara questions, Elo me'ato, if now that you're telling me that we learn from the Shor HaMuad, Chazoka she'eni motaino, teve chazoka. Ownership through chazoka, even if it would not accompany a claim, namely the simple presence of 3 years, should be sufficient. Just like you got finished saying that, well, after 3 years it leaves the ownership of so-and-so and enters the new status of ownership. So that would be a situation as described as a chazoka, the 3 years, she'eni motain, without any further claim. And yet we know that that is not a sufficient chazoka. Alo motnan. So why has it been that we've learned kol chazoka she'eni motaino eino chazoka? We'll take a look at the Rashi at the second line from the top. She'eni motaino meforish b'masnisin lekamon daf mem aleph. It will be explained later in the Mishnah. Omar lo, a previous owner says, ma ato oisa b'sofshi, what are you doing in my property? Omar lo, and the current occupier says back, Shalom Amar Li Odom Dover Me'olam. No one ever said anything to me. Velo Omar Lo, and the occupier did not say, Ato Mochartali, you sold it to me. That is called a Chazoka She'ein Imotaina. In other words, unless there is a claim along the lines of, you sold it to me, and I've been here for 3 years. The mere statement, I've been here for 3 years, and like no one said anything to me, is meaningless. But if you're comparing it to Shor HaMuad, there's no element of taina there. There's three gorings, new status. So why don't you say the same thing here? 3 years, new status, new ownership. The Gemara answers that this is no question. Taimo mai, what is the strength that lies behind the 3 years? Why is it that we say that the 3 years is capable of removing it from the status of the original owner? Why is it? The Amrinon, because we're saying, Dilmo kidiko Omar. After he's been here for 3 years, we're saying, maybe it is as if he is claiming. In other words, there's a presumption that the fellow who's occupied it for 3 years is issuing a claim, and the 3 years backs up the claim. So that's already a presumption that there is a claim. That's part of Chezkas Gimel Shanim. However, if the fellow is there for just 3 years and without any accompanying claim, Hashta ihu lo toyin, he's silent. Anon litole, should we claim on his behalf? Hey, you know, you've been here for 3 years. Oh, didn't you buy it from him? No, we wouldn't do that. Therefore, at this point in the Gemara, the parallel between Shor HaMuad and Cheskes Gimel Shanim stands. There is a parallel. However, one has to look at things a little bit be deeper than the superficial comparison of 3-3, as the Gemara just did. The Gemara had just said that the issue of the 3 years is something that's simply giving strength to a pre-claim, to a claim that was made by the occupier, and the 3 years comes to strengthen that claim. But as far as the basic number of three, that we do learn from Shor HaMuad. Continuing in the Gemara, as you can see, another question is in the offing. Matzkif lo Rav Avira, elo me'ato. If you're going to insist on a parallel between Shor HaMuad, then the following should be the case, and we know it's not. What's the following? Macho shaloi befonov. Macho is a protest. Protest issued by original owner, shaloi befonov, not in the presence of the current user. Lo tehevei macho. Then it should not be considered a legitimate protest. Dumya de Shor HaMuad. Maintaining the parallel to Shor HaMuad. Ma Shor HaMuad. The fun of Bo'inan, just like in the case of the goring ox, the protest, hey, you've got a goring ox, has to be made in front of the owner. Af hochanami, so too, in the case of the cheskas gimel shanim, the protest, what are you doing on my land? The fun of Bo'inan, we would require it to be in the presence of the user. And we know that's not the case, as the Gemara will explain. But that's the style of the Gemara, to ask a question that wants to question the basic tenets. The Gemara responds, Hosam, in the case of the Shor HaMuad, it is true that the victim has to protest in the presence of the owner of the animal. Hey, you know, your ox gored me. Why? There's a pasuk that says so. Vuhu ad bivolov ksiv. The testimony must be in the presence of the owner. However, over here, you don't need to have the presence, because the protest, by its very nature, by the nature of mankind, in fact, is as if it's in his presence. In other words, presence is accomplished, as the Gemara explains. Hacha, in the case of the chazok in the protest, I don't have to protest the occupier's presence in front of him. I can do that in front of my neighbors, in front of my friends, and what we call word of mouth will be effective in letting know the current owner, I better take note that his occupation is being contested. The result of this macho, by the way, is that when the macho is issued, when the protest is issued, and it's issued within 3 years, that puts the occupier on notice to watch his shtar, to watch his document that proved his being the owner. The Gemara points out, hacha, in the case of the chazaka, you don't need to protest in his presence, in the presence of the occupier. Chavroch, chavro islay. Your friend, in other words, your the person in front of whom you're issuing your protest, he has a friend. The chavro, the chavroch, and your friend's friend, chavro islay. He, in turn, has a friend. Word of mouth rolls on, and it will eventually get to the occupier. Therefore, the occupier is said to have been served notice to watch his shtar. Let's take a look at the Rashi. He's found a few lines down from here. Hosam vuad bivolov amarachmona, klomar, lo domi. On the point of protest in presence of, we have the case of the shor, the goring ox, and our case of field ownership. They're not parallel. Nihi de gamrinon sholoshonim misholosh negichos. True, we learn 3 years from three gorings. Ki hechi de mafki hani mechazoka hani nami mafki mechazok. Just like the three gorings change its status from tam to muad, so too the 3 years would have that effect of changing from status of previous owner to current owner. Avol macho me'ado leslon migmar. However, protesting of ownership from testimony of gorings, we're not going to parallel. Dehosam kivon da'ado l'chayvo mamon al negichos avivo. In the case of the protesting in the Gorings is in order to have money paid out. Ulahamid Shoro Becheskas Mud Boinon Befnei Bailim Sheyedu Litoin Ulahakri Shoedim Ulahavi Acherim Lahaziman. They were interested in providing the ability for the owner of the ox, who's going to have to pay out the money, to bring counter witnesses, and those counter witnesses, if possible, they will be mazim, the original witnesses. Mazim is a way of negating original witnesses through the claim of how can you testify thus and thus when you were with us on the day you're claiming to have seen the Gorings. That's called Hazoma. And as a result of that characteristic of the testimony in the realm of the ox and the Gorings, there we require the testimony to be in the presence of the owner, so that he can be given the opportunity to bring counter witnesses to those that are condemning him. Avotaimo de Macho, the reasoning behind protesting in the case of ownership of field is not the same. It's not an institution whereby we're going to extract financial payment. Rather, its reason is lahatzrois boy, to warn him, liozohir bizchuyosov, to be careful with his proofs. He bought shezet toyein. The original owner is claiming shebegzela he biado, that it's in your hands, in the occupier's hands, through theft. Hocha, and therefore in this case, afilu shelo b'fon of nami isa, you can accomplish that. This idea of warning to be shomer al tchiyosav, in this case, shomer, watch your star. You don't need to be in front of the guy to convey that message to him. You can rely on word of mouth. Continuing in the Gemara, as you can see, we encounter another volcano shape with the narrow point facing upwards that will indicate to us a question. Ula Rebbe Meir, the Omar. Rebbe Meir, in the context of Shor HaMuad, has the following approach. He says that the three Gorings, in the case of the Shor HaMuad, can make it into a Shor HaMuad, especially if the Gorings are close to one another. Namely, they don't have to be on three separate days, as he says. If the Gorings are spread out, and we'll say for convenience purposes, they're over a course of 3 days or more, one goring per day, that chayav means that makes it into a shor hamuad. Kirev negi chosav lo kol shekein. This is Rabbi Meir's opinion. And if over a course of 3 days it becomes a muad, certainly if it went out of its mind, so to speak, and gored three times in less, in 2 days, in 1 day, certainly would be chayav. It's like all the more dangerous a creature. Now, according to that approach, the Rabbi Meir's approach, we're going to raise some questions. And the questions are such that they, like we've said before, they're questions that question basic assumptions. And we know our assumptions to be correct, therefore we're going to have a problem. As the Gemara continues, you notice a double underline. The double underline in the Shas Ozer pre-marked edition is similar to other geometric forms indicating a series phenomenon, something of a repetitive nature. And we'll take advantage of our explanation key on the side, the outside margin. You notice it says Nose and Mivneh. The double underline is underlining the expression Ochlo Tlosa Peri. And if you scan down the page, and that's what we encourage all users of the pre-marked Gemara editions to do, is to scan down where you have the comfort of seeing all of the markings laid out in front of you. So if you scan, what do you see? You see the double underlining featuring this expression, Ochlo Tlosa Peri, each time. The note on the side continues and says, Sidro Shel She'elois, Aliba de Rabbi Meir. There's a series of questions conforming to the sheet of Rabbi Meir. The Sober, but the Inyan Shor HaMuad, Rabbi Meir holds in the case of Shor HaMuad, Kirev Negi Chosav Kol Shekein Dechayev, where the frequency of the gorings is greater, it certainly will be chayev. If that be the case, let's try to parallel his approach to the case of chazoka and use of fruits, use of property. The Gemara asks, Ochla tlosa peri v'chad yuma. Imagine someone is able to harvest, say, three separate crops in one day. Kigon te'ena. This suggestion would be found in the case of only the very limited types of fruits. The fig has this potential characteristic. In other words, we wouldn't say three harvests of wheat in one day. Once you harvest it, there's no more wheat there. In the case of the te'ena, we can raise this as a possibility. Are you going to say lehevei chazoka, that if he harvests three separate crops of figs in one day, he will gain a chazoka? And we don't seem to be of that opinion. No one would agree with that. It's noteworthy, without getting into too much detail, that the nature of the te'ena is that they do not, the figs on the tree do not ripen together. They ripen in groups, we'll say, but not together. The Gemara answers that, why is it that we're not going to accept this suggestion of three te'ena harvests in one day to establish a chazoka? Because we are going to continue our parallel to Shor HaMuad. Dumya de Shor HaMuad. Ma Shor HaMuad be'idno de'is lei ha negicha, lesa leha negicha. When the goring ox gores a particular goring, there is no other goring around. Hachanami beidno deiso lahai pira, leso lahai pira. When we're talking about a chazoka of three units, in the case of the fruits, when you're harvesting a particular fruit, the next harvest is not around. And that's not the case in the te'ena. It's true, it might not be at 8 a.m., only one-third of the te'enas might be fully ripe, and the next batch of te'enas becomes ripe at 2 p.m. That might be the case. However, at 8 a.m., those that will be ripe at 2 p.m. are around. They're around at 8 a.m., they're just not fully ripe. Hence, it's not parallel to the case of the gorings. When ox does goring 1, goring 2 is not around. Let's take a look at the Rashi, who provides some of this background information regarding the Teina. Rashi's toward the end of the narrow lines of the Rabbi Meir d'Omar, Klomar, the Rabbi Yehuda d'Omar b'Avakama, Ezo Muad, Kol Sheidu Bo Shlosha Yomim, Ikol Ameimar, Hocha Gimel Shonem Dumya D'Gimel Yomim. As far as the opinion that argues with Rabbi Meir, namely Rabbi Yehuda, who insists on three separate days for the gorings in order to become established as a Shor HaMuad, so as he will hold, you need three separate years. 3 days being parallel to 3 years. Ela, the Rebbe Meir, Diyamar Hossam, Dafilu Nogaf, Gimel Pomen, Biyom Echad, Havim Muad, Mi Kal V'Chomer, based on his Kal V'Chomer form of reasoning, that if after 3 days it becomes a Muad, certainly if we have three gorings in one day, Hachanami, we could adopt that logic in our question, and that's what we did. Ochlo tlas peri b'chad yomo kagon te'ena. like the te'eno plant. This is the special nature of the te'eno. She'eno misbasheles yachad. Doesn't misbasheles means ripen all together. V'yesh she'eno misbasheles shachris. U'le'erev hi ruya. That the te'eno is such that in the morning some of them won't be ripe, and they become ripe in the later part of the day. Achinami davi chazaka. Are you going to suggest that being the case, he could gain a chazaka through three harvests of the teino in one day? Well, Mishani and the Gemara then answered, as we saw, dumya d'shor hamuad, that we still have to maintain the parallel of shor hamuad, and the teino phenomenon is not parallel because the later ripening teinim are around when the first ones are being harvested, as opposed to the subsequent gorings are not around when the original gorings are taking place. Continuing in the Gemara, we're now up to Beis. Notice these have been numbered off using letters, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and etc. So the Beis question, Ochlo Tlosa Peri, Kigon Tzlaf, Lehevei Chazaka. Rashi explains, Tzlaf, Pri Shelo Nikur Boi Hayoim, V'nigmar Lesof Gimel Yomim. It's a fruit that, if today it's not recognizable, in 3 days it will be ready. Would that be a chazaka on such a property? The Gemara answers, it's still not parallel to the case, the phenomenon of the shor hamuad. Chasam piro miho isei, the case of the tzlaf, the fruits that have not ripened today, they nevertheless exist. Umikmarhu de kogomar viozil, and it just needs the time to become complete. It needs the subsequent days to become complete, as opposed to the gorings, which aren't around at all. When any given goring takes place, the subsequent goring just doesn't exist. We're now up to question Gimel. We have noted also Gimel 1, and a few lines later you see a 2. And the reason for this division in markings is that these two parts of question Gimel, part 1 and part 2, concern the same plant, concern the aspasta. The Gemara asks, Ochlo tlosa peri, betalsin yomi. Imagine a person consumed 3 crops in 30 days. So how can you have 3 crops in 30 days? Kagon aspasto. Leve chazoko. Once again, within the opinion of Rabbi Meir, should this be the case? Let's take a look at the Rashi, aspasto. Min zerahu, it's a type of plant, le'esev behemus, it's for animal feed, hu lesoif shloshim yoim hu nigmar. It grows to completion after 30 days. However, the oikrin oisoi v'zorin acher b'mkoymoi u'besoich shloshim yom goizazin oisoi sholosh pomim. What did this guy do? He had this aspasta plant that takes 30 days to become complete. However, he trimmed it. He didn't uproot it. He cut it. Goes as an oso, and it kept growing after he trimmed it. So he thereby fed it to his animals, these trimmings. And he did 3 times in 30 days. So in effect, he had like 3 crops. As far as his animals were concerned, he got 3 crops out of this aspasta plant within 30 days. Is that going to be a chazaka? The Gemara rejects this. Hechi domi. The kodiach, the ochla, the kodiach, the ochla. he allowed it to grow a little bit and then cut it. Again, grew a little bit and cut it. That type of use also mishamid hu dekom shomid viochil. His use in that fashion is a type of a use of avoidance. What do we mean by that? He doesn't want to give the impression that he's the owner. Rashi explains here, Mishamidu the Koshomid Viochil, the Ainzu Achilas Kola Pri. Rashi is very terse. It's not considered the complete the use of an entire fruit. In our explanation, the idea we're trying to convey when we say use of avoidance, imagine someone who's a thief. He's trying to get whatever he can. He's trying to get away with it. Get whatever I can. So yeah, clip off a little bit, throw it to his animals and run away, and then come back, and after a few days he grows a little more, clip off a little more. He doesn't want to give the impression of being an owner. So if anything, this type of use does not create ownership. That's the idea of shomit v'ochil. Continuing in the Gemara, ochla tlosa peri v'tlosa yarchi kegon aspasta lehevei chazota. Now that we know that the aspasta plant grows within 30 days and it reaches completion in 30 days, let's say 3 months went by whereby you can get three complete crops of aspasta, one per month. Would that be a chazoka? Okay, that's the question. And the Gemara answers, man holchei usha. Holchei usha was the source of chazoka from Shor HaMuad. That gave us this idea of three gorings changes status. 3 years changes status. How about three crops? So the Gemara points out the Holchei usha, who originated this idea of the three from based on the Shor HaMuad, in fact is Rabbi Yishmael. Holchei usha is a code name for Rabbi Yishmael. Le Rabbi Yishmael Holchei nami. In fact, according to Rabbi Yishmael, as you saw in the Mishnah, he would agree with this very idea that three crops is as good as 3 years. This not, and the Gemara is kind enough to quote for us the Mishnah. I'd like to say the Gemara gives it to you on a silver platter. Could have just as easily turned the page back. Disnan, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Bamed Vamamurim, when is it that we need 3 years? As the Mishnah had opened up, you need 3 years, Shalosh Shanim, Yom Liyom. But that was qualified. That was qualified and limited to the case of B'stei HaLovan, a grain field. Avol B'stei Ilon, Kines Es Tvuoso, Mosak Es Esov, V'kines Es Kaitso, three crops, three separate crops. Hare Elu Gimel Shanim, that's tantamount to 3 years. So if you have three separate crops of Aspasta, and you allowed it to grow to fruition, to completion, then it's good. It's a good chazaka. At this point in the Gemara, we see another firebox. This firebox introduces to us the Shitas HaRabbonan. Shitas HaRabbonan is a Shita of Tanoim that stands counter to Rabbi Yishmael. They hold that you need 3 full years of use in order to gain ownership. They disagree with the idea expressed by Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael featured the possibility of three crops. The Rabbanan require 3 years. If that be the case, so then their source for the 3 years may very well be different than the source that Rabbi Shmuel used. Because by using the analogy to Shohamud, we were able to get to the idea of three separate units. Three gorings are three events, and as the Gemara explained, they're three separate units, and we can parallel three separate crops to the three separate gorings, and thereby you've got yourself a chazaka. However, if you don't accept that shita of three separate crops as being sufficient for chazaka, we're going to have to look for a new source for the idea of three. With that having been said, we have completed our shiur for today. And Mirz Hashem, next time, we're going to discover what the source for the Rabbanan is.